Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Darwin Núñez, Dan, he has that miss. The one that he toes past the post.
Yeah, I remember.
And I think if he does that at this stage of last season, I think his head goes. But instead, it was more like a number nine should be of, oh, sorry, another one's going to come and I'm going to stick the next one away. And ultimately, the goal that he does score is an infinitely more difficult finish and chance than the one that he actually misses a few minutes earlier.
Isn't that just Darwin in a nutshell, though, quite frankly? He misses the one that he absolutely should score and then pulls off the outrageous one over his shoulder where he just deftly flicks it past the keeper. It's just him summed up, basically, in the space of two chances. Yeah, I mean, to sort of riff off what Chloe was saying earlier, I think Darwin's all-round play has improved a lot, certainly in recent weeks. I think his hold-up play, sort of that old-fashioned number nine stuff that he's doing it really, really well. And it's clear to see that there have been improvements in him as a footballer since he arrived at Liverpool, because I think the times last year, it was almost as if it's like when Cody Gakpo comes in, he kind of shines a brighter light on this, because if Darwin doesn't score in games, what is he bringing to the party, essentially, last season? Yeah. Whereas now in recent times, he gets his goals, but also he's offering all this other stuff as well, and that's massively important.
I was talking to my dad about it yesterday, and he was saying it was just... great traditional number nine play from him. You know, he's getting up and he's not just like flicking things on or you know, it's not quite, he's controlled heading it to people to bring people into play. He's like chesting it into people's path. It was one of those things. I came away from it and all I could think of, I've watched a couple of bits of Man City games recently. And I know I'm not going to bring up the tiresome Haaland Darwin Núñez comparisons, but it's more like as a number nine, Erling Haaland misses all kinds of shit, and he looks really stupid when he does because he's massive and he's just an awkward looking human being. But he's never asked because he knows when one really comes to him, he's just going to bury it. And I'm starting to feel like, I feel like that way about Núñez, but actually Núñez feels that way about Núñez as well.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think confidence is a major, major factor in what we're talking about here. I think he's got a few goals under his belt already this season and he is just living off that. And that yesterday was living proof of that because, like you say, he misses the one, but it doesn't seem to get to him. Whereas I think previous incarnations of Núñez, you see a different man for the next 10, 15 minutes. I mean, fortunately, you don't have to wait that long for the next big chance because it is a matter of minutes later. But what was so frustrating about the first one, obviously the score is 1-1 at the time and the game's on a knife edge, and you don't want that to be the moment that defines his performance.
Yeah,
you don't want it, because I think he's already seen Jota and Gakpo warming up. He's probably thinking, oh god, I need to do something big here, and then he misses that. You might be thinking, oh no, my time's coming, and that wouldn't have been fair because performance deserved better than that.
Yeah,
but that build up for what could have been that Darwin goal was exceptional, like the patience and the precision that there was, and then we find the space and Darwin's movement's really good, and then obviously misses at the crucial time. But the goal itself, I mean, the pass from McAllister, like, I was really impressed with McAllister generally yesterday, because I've been, I don't want to say critical, but I've been questioning him as a six because I don't know if his defensive instincts are there necessarily. But what he is good at and what we signed him for is that type of stuff, because that pass is just phenomenal. And the skill of Núñez.
Thiago does those passes, and you know, like, you pick, like, Barcelona midfielders, you know, in pomp of Barcelona perform passes like that. No, I agree.
So good.
It's a beautiful, It's a beautiful goal. And it was just, again, Chloe, it's that, the vibe on the cop thing of like, because it's there, it's laid out in front of you. The one he stabs past the post is like, I'm in line with that. So you're like, oh Christ, mate, that's a thing, isn't it? But you know, he keeps going, he keeps smiling, and yeah, the finish is just, it's outrageously good. That's just a number nine, absolutely loving life in you know, and absolutely, yeah, flying in the role.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous finish, to be perfectly honest. The way he's, you know, time does run, first of all. The ball's brilliant, but when he did it, I still didn't. I was like, it felt like it hung in the air for ages to me. And he stabs it past the goalkeeper so well. But the thing I loved about Darwin Nunes' performance was, His work rate was unbelievable. He gets, you know, he makes a couple of fouls in the first half by just wanting to run all the way back and yeah. help press. If someone beat them or they won the ball back, Darwin Nunes was tracking him from his striker position.
Yeah.
And it happened in the second half when you felt anxious inside the stadium, or you felt like, oh, he's just missed a chance. We really need a goal here. He was the one every time Liverpool lost the ball and we could potentially be countered. He was sprinting back with their players and he was trying, and what he was doing was, it meant that we had players who could double up, and then even though he may not have won it, he's put the player under pressure that someone else can come and get the ball. I loved the fact that I was watching him, and I've not seen this from Darwin Nunes. He'd make one run, he'd not get picked out, so he'd get back inside, he'd make another, and then he'd make another, and then he'd make another, and it was non-stop. The amount of running out of him, and it caused space everywhere else in the middle of the park.
Yep.
Because like we just mentioned with Bowen then for his goal, he initially makes a run to the back post and then cuts across Virgil. Well, what Darwin Nunes was doing, he was running off the shoulder, then he'd go in front of the man and run off in that way, and he'd constantly do it. He deserved the goal. I thought he was boss. I thought he'd been boss the last couple of weeks. And those two goals from the Newcastle game, I think if he would have just scored them and we'd have won, you know, 3-4-1, I don't think he'd be playing like he is right now. I think he's improved massively, but I think the way in which he came on and grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck, got the goal that got us back into it, and all of us were like, oh my god, have we got a point here?
Yeah.
But instead he dispatches two incredible goals in that game and gets us the 3 points against the Champions League side. It's like, that the confidence that must have gave him has led him to believe that he can do what he's doing now. And he is my number nine at this moment. It is his shirt, and the others have to fight for it.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I totally agree on this, and I'm just getting the numbers up so far. Combined goal contributions so far this season in seven games into the season, Mo Salah's got 8 and Darwin Nunes has got 6. Salah's got 4 goals and 4 assists, but Darwin Nunes has got 4 goals and 2 assists.
Hasn't,
and
he's actually played less. Yeah,
and he's done it. Salah's played 537 minutes. Mm-hmm. Nunes only played 313. So what you're talking, 224 minutes less than Salah, and he's got the same amount of goals as him. Now, you know, our basic understanding of football from any decade prior to the last one is, well, he's number nine, he should be scoring more goals than the winger, but this is Mohamed Salah who scores 30 goals a season, and our number nine never outscores Mo Salah and never has done. These are all, Dan, very, very encouraging things. It's, you start to see what we bought, and I remember saying last summer, I did feel like Haaland was best in class, and Nunes was full of potential, but he was maybe a season undercooked. And then we were all kind of keen in the summer, everyone was revisiting his first and second seasons and Benfica and what have you. It is early doors, but I agree with Chloe totally. I'm not sure how Gakpo gets ahead of him at the moment, because look, if you're coming in the team and you're scoring goals and getting assists, well, you wouldn't take that person out of the team.
No, you can't at the minute, no. And we all know how much of a fan of Cody Gakpo I am, but I think at the minute it absolutely has to be Darwin Nunez's shirt. And it's not just his goal involvements that he referenced, that's obviously a huge part of what he's doing, but it's all around play at the minute. Chloe sort of references his work rate, his endeavour. I've never questioned his desire to work hard for the team. That's never been an issue. It's sometimes just been his understanding of how he should work for the team, but he looks like he's got that at the minute. Yeah. So it's a no-brainer right now. He has to stay in the side. And I think he's the full package in terms of what you want your number nine to be. I've got no question about that whatsoever. And we've seen that firsthand at Anfield when he played for Benfica, because that was one of the greatest number nine performances I've seen for a long time at Anfield. He was just, no one could get near him that night. Virgil van Dijk couldn't deal with him. Konate couldn't live him on the other side. He was just a nightmare. Really, really difficult to sort of pin down at any point. And we're seeing that now. And we're seeing it sort of the advanced version of that as well, because he's a little bit older, he's more mature, he's worked under Jurgen Klopp, he's working with some of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
So he could be the full package. Now, he's still a little bit rough around the edges. We've seen that with that miss yesterday, and he can have his moments whereby you think, come on, Darwin. He still needs that little bit of refining. But if last year, if we were sort of like 60% of the way there with him, let's put it like that, now I think we're more like 80 to 85% of the way there with him. Still not quite done, but it's a marked improvement, and it's really, really exciting to see, because as a footballer, as a specimen, we always talk about Haaland being that sort of, if you build a striker, Darwin Nunes isn't far removed from that. He's rapid, he's 6 foot plus, he's good in the air, he gets about, he's got the lot. He just needs to calm down a little bit and refine it.
I also think it helps with the players that we've also brought in who he's taken a liking to. I mean, Luis Diaz is his best mate.
Yeah.
You've got Alexis McAllister. Surely everyone's seen the video of him just with his arms around both of them at full time. He's obviously got the Brazilian boys there as well. There is a good group of lads there who, and we all talk about how he struggled first with the language. Well, now he's got all these people who are older than him, who've played under Klopp a little bit longer, or like Alexis McAllister, played in the Premier League longer, who can help him out and help him relay those messages. So it's also the group around him, because he just looks like he's loving life at the minute, and so does Liverpool as a package.
Absolutely. And, you know, we spoke about Salah and the evolution of Salah on the podcast last week. It's a bit getting shades of their relationship is a bit like the Undertaker coming toward the end of his career and doing a job for the next great, you know, star on the way up. You know, you make that other guy look good. And Darwin's desperate to make Salah look good as well. He's desperate to give him the ball just as much. And yeah, it's again, early doors in the season, but it's not too much more you can ask for. And it feels like more will come. You know, he's only going to get all those things that he does. He's going to get better. He's still young, he still raw those edges, he'll get sanded off. And he took it, and all the lads did, to go back to that feistiness, they took it personally. I think that you know, when West Ham did win a physical battle, they were like, well, no. And what Robertson was referring to last year when it was going shit, about how like you meant to help your mate out. That's what I saw from that. You know, it looked like a tight-knit group of players who were like, I'm going to go and fight for you. I'm going to go, you know, he's just gone and had to go with my mate. Whoa. And Darwin is running back like 40, 50 yards to go and stop someone, because he's just like, no, I'm not having that. I'm not having someone go past my Alexis McAllister there. I'm going to go and get revenge. And there was a comment earlier, actually, from Neverman is here, and he was talking about Curtis with him, and he said, after the Suchek tackle, Jones played with controlled anger. And I totally agree with that on the Curtis front, but I thought it was true of all of Liverpool's play. It could have bubbled over, it could have gone into being like a scrap or a fist fight or whatever, but actually it was channeled in the right way. It was channeled in the way that we've come to expect the Jurgen Klopp side should look like.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.